6-7.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, right into your phone calls. That's the point of the show. We start with Jared in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Jared.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up what you were talking about, how there's really no hope for the federal government, and using Ron Paul as an example.
Okay.
Yeah.
A better example than Ron Paul is this week's madness with the bailout bill, where it was quite clear that the American people, all the polling numbers showed it, all of the anecdotal data, all the experience showed it, that the American people did not want anything whatsoever to do with this $700 billion bailout bill, but they went ahead and passed it anyway. I think that is far more persuasive than the Ron Paul thing, but go ahead with your thoughts anyway.
Well, I think the reason I bring up the Ron Paul thing is because I think that's what sort of made me open my eyes, because I kind of got sucked into that whole Ron Paul thing where I thought he was going to save the world.
Mm.
And then when he didn't, especially right after New Hampshire, when he only got, like, what, I think 10%?
I think it was 8%.
Was it? Only 8%? Yeah. Well, anyway, it wasn't very good, and it got me discouraged, but I think people need to realize that, A, you know, it might be kind of pointless to try to change things at a federal level, but that it's not, that B, it's not necessarily a negative thing, because there's other ways, such as a free state project,
mm-hmm.
where we can do things to promote liberty on a smaller level.
Right.
And I think that people need to look into things like that, and I think a lot of people are still trying to do things at a federal level, and I don't know, I just get the feeling that it's just pointless.
Yeah, well, they're spinning their wheels. They're throwing money down a rat hole.
That's where I'm at. I just don't think anything can be done on the federal level. And, you know, I knew, just when I heard about the Free State Project, that there just wasn't any hope for, you know, libertarian ideas don't have the money behind them. They're,
nope.
a politician can't make money by shrinking the size of government. So it doesn't make any sense that government would get smaller. And it would only be because a whole bunch of people that believed that, you know, something similar would move to one state.
Is someone killing a cat in the other room, or is that a baby?
That's a baby.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I know people tell me all the time, like, oh, you're negative, and why do you have that bad attitude? But I don't see it as a bad attitude, really, because, I mean, I'm in New Hampshire, and I feel like I'm doing something by being here.
Yeah.
I'd rather my vote count here than it count on a federal level where it's just going to be more rhinos.
Right. Here in New Hampshire, there's a chance to turn things around. In fact, we've already seen evidence of that. And, Jared, I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, you should probably get to your son there, or whoever that was.
You're making an assumption.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I think that there's definitely we can turn things around in New Hampshire. We're starting to see evidence of that happening already because of many of the Free State Project members that have moved in here and gotten active, and a lot of the New Hampshire natives have gotten active as a result of the Free Staters coming in, and we've seen some wonderful advancements already happening as far as new networks are being created, new opportunities, new friendships being made, new ideas being brainstormed all the time. I see this has been tremendously successful so far, with only a few hundred people moved in here, and we're talking about the Free State Project, the idea of moving as many liberty-loving activists together to the same place as possible, the same geographic area, and that would be New Hampshire. So we've definitely seen some positive things happening here. I think it's pretty easy to be positive about what's happening here in New Hampshire. We do it six nights a week on this program. There's lots to talk about. There's lots going on. In fact, there's so much going on here in New Hampshire, it upsets some of our listeners that, hey, you're talking about New Hampshire too much. You're talking about Keene too much. Well, hey, this is where it's at. This is where the activism is. This is where the best of the best, the best activists that are out there in the around the country, and some of them from around the world, are going to be coming here.
Right. If I was hearing all kinds of news from the libertarians in Costa Rica, supposedly they have some kind of contingent there.
I haven't heard much from them recently.
Yeah, I haven't heard much at all. I haven't ever heard anything about what they've managed to get done in Costa Rica. Not to say that they haven't managed to get anything done. I just haven't heard it.
Right.
And likely the news would, not as much news would percolate up. But if I was hearing that, believe me, I'd be reporting on it.
Yeah.
I'd be reporting any place that this stuff was happening.
I am personally, I'm very positive for the chances for liberty, but not at the federal level. And I don't think that if you want to accuse me of being a negative Nancy over that, well, fine, you can accuse me of it. I don't really care. Julia, how do you feel about it? Federal government, what do you think? Should we try to take it over from the inside? Turn the take over the Democrats and Republicans from the inside?
Do you think there's any hope?
No.
No hope.
None at all.
Just can't be done.
You don't think
I think
being
most
negative?
People know that there's no hope. I think most
really?
People feel pretty negatively about the federal government and just sort of have given up, accepted it, and feel like it's just going to be there forever.
Right. They feel like they have to do something, so they'll vote for one of the lesser of the two
yeah.
evils. I remember we were sitting at the last week, Mark, you and I went out for a few drinks after the show, and there was some folks there that we were sitting with, and they were talking about why they were voting for Obama. And they didn't really want to vote for Obama. I mean, like, they were holding their noses in voting for Obama, and I'm sure some people will be doing the same thing for John McCain. There are a lot of people out there that don't like their choices, but yet they still feel like they need to do something, and at the federal level, that's all you can do. Obviously, calling these representatives isn't doing jack.
I hate it when people say that occasionally I'll get the comment about libertarians just being so negative and stuff because there's so much bad stuff going on, I guess, is why that's portrayed. But I feel like liberty is a really positive thing.
I think you're right about that.
I don't know.
It's the lack of liberty that's negative.
If you believe in liberty and there's so much pervasive government, it's difficult to be positive about many things that go on because government's so invasive in everything. I'm positive about how the market would handle many of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be positive about how the government handles things. I can't be.
I think that I think you're right, Julia. I think liberty is very positive, but at the same time, I think it's true that a lot of libertarian types and liberty types are very negative. And I think that one of the reasons for that, and I was actually discussing this over on the Free Talk Live BBS recently, I think one of the reasons for that is they're just not here. If you're a liberty-minded person and you're somewhere else, it can be overwhelming. I mean, you look around and all you see is big government people, big government Republicans and Democrats running for office. Even on a local level, you see these people creating new government programs, spending more money, increasing taxes left and right. You see the property taxes going up. You see the sales taxes going up. You see the regulation levels increasing. Mark, you've got a story about how fish are no longer allowed to be used for pedicures. Well, we might be able to talk about that here. I mean, if you are by yourself and most liberty-minded people are virtually alone where they are. You know, you may be lucky enough to have like a Ron Paul meetup group or something like that to go and kind of recharge your batteries at. But for the most part, if you're living somewhere outside of New Hampshire, you're probably feeling pretty alone. And if you're feeling alone, then you feel powerless and you feel helpless against the rise of the state. I know how it feels. I've been there. So I think that's why so many liberty-minded people are so negative. When you talk about moving up to New Hampshire with some of these people and you say, hey, come on up here. We've got this going on. There's all this activity. You can get involved in politics if you want. If you like that, you can get involved in civil disobedience. If that floats your boat, there's all kinds of activism going on up here. Come on up. Join us. But then you see some people just recoil in fear. Wait, you mean get together with more people like me? They'll just attack us. They'll just come in and roll tanks and they're going to kill
negative.
Us. They're going to blow stuff up. There's no chance. You can't possibly. Wait, you can't do that. Wait, we need to just wait. You can't move together. What we need to do is get together in the underground. We need to be quiet. We need to batten down the hatches and just fly under the radar and wait until the federal government implodes.
Well,
and then
what,
we'll have our time.
Well, then what we need to do is shut up because talking hasn't done anything for 40 years.
Yeah.
So why bother? Why bother
right.
even considering liberty as a possibility
if you're
not going to do anything about it?
Yeah. Because there's not really anything you can do if you don't have anybody else next to you, right? If you are the only person in your area that's doing liberty stuff or interested in liberty, or at least that's how it feels to you, then what can you do, right? You're going to have to fly under the radar. You're going to have to try to stay away from being targeted by the state. But that's only going to last you so long. Eventually, if they set up roadblocks, then, they've got you. If the police state starts to crack down, you've lost more liberty, you've lost more freedom, and how are you going to get it back at that point? So I don't think the sitting around and waiting method is too effective, personally. I'm willing to do something about it, and I'm willing to take those risks, if there's even much of a risk of them rolling in tanks. More on the way.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Many of you have been working on your personal footprint at home. Now it's time to help bring that to work and help your company climb Mount Sustainability. A November 2007 survey of college students and entry-level workers conducted by Monster.com revealed that more than 9 out of 10 employees are more inclined to work for a company that is environmentally friendly. At the other end of the age spectrum, green is also seen as important in terms of brand loyalty. So whatever your job, you can have a significant influence on your company. Sustainability. How? By setting a great example. Not only is it good for the world, it's great for your company's bottom line. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Go see what it's all about over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Yes, I know we push the Free State Project a lot on this program, But it's because we believe in it. Not because they're an advertiser.
Before this, before the Free State, before we signed up for the Free State Project on this program, we were still both libertarians. I mean, you know, that's what we would have called ourselves at the time. You would have called yourself a big L libertarian, and I would have called myself a little L one.
Now I wouldn't call myself a libertarian.
Yeah, I don't even know what those terms mean. They're so convoluted. Some people would mean they're party members. Some people it means that you're more or less libertarian. But you know, we didn't have solutions, really.
What were we doing back then?
We were just telling people that it's wrong.
We were talking about liberty, talking about the issues.
We should not be doing this.
Government sucks.
Is this right or is this wrong? What should we do?
Yeah.
There was no solution, and that is demoralizing.
Sure
to
is.
Know that there is just nothing that's going to be done.
Right, when you feel like
and
there's
And I made
no
that
hope.
Point multiple times on the program that there is, that it's inevitable.
Yeah, well, when you feel like there's no hope, that's a real negative situation to be in. But once you get here and you get around these people, you've got to feel differently. When you've come here to New Hampshire and you've experienced the activism here, there's no way you could lose hope at that point. This is the most amazing group of people to be around. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Even if they do come in with the tanks, even if the tyranny crackdown police state does come, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than
it's
than
not
next
coming
to
some
people.
Other. It's not coming to the rest of the states. I mean, really? Is it? I mean, yeah. They're getting all the crackdown without the tanks. That's all.
There you go. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Free State Project, if you want to know what it's all about, you should go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up for the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2009. It's happening in early March. Going to be a ton of speakers, big liberty-oriented luminaries like John Taylor Gatto, Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, Adam Kokish from the Iraq Veterans Against the War, and Angela Keaton from AntiWar.com. These are some of the announced speakers. They're working on many more. We'll bring you that information as it is released. But for now, go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get signed up at the early bird price of $199. But wait, there's more. If you use the code 2009FTL, Julia, you look confused about that.
I'm not confused.
Oh, okay. If you use the code 2009FTL, you'll get a 10% discount off of the already low $199 early bird pricing. So please come out to the Liberty Forum. It's a great way to see what New Hampshire's like right in the middle of the wintertime and meet hundreds of like-minded people, many of whom are already here, many of whom are considering coming here. And let me tell you, once you've been here and you've been around these people and you've felt
that
synergy.
That there's heat in the buildings?
Yeah. Yes, it's possible to survive a winter in New Hampshire. Once you've been around these people and you've experienced what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people that are all brainstorming and you don't have to explain yourself to them about what liberty is because they already get it, you'll get it. You'll understand what it's like to be here and you'll want to move here as soon as possible, I think. I know some people have done that very thing. They've come to the Liberty Forum, they've gotten excited, and they've moved up there. They've moved their move date sooner rather than later as a result of it. So come here.
Some never went back.
That's true. They came and they stayed. Freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We go to your phone calls. Nick in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, last time I called you, I agreed with you.
Okay. Surprising,
isn't it? You cut me off right away. So now I'm going to disagree with you.
Excellent.
Okay. I think I get a better argument that way. What's this, you know, you are all dissing on Ron Paul?
Who's dissing Ron Paul? Nobody's dissing Ron Paul.
That's what I heard you saying. Ron Paul had no effect, and you're saying his...
Wait, I didn't say Ron Paul had no
effect. Numbers were pathetic. What were them numbers again?
I didn't say Ron Paul had no effect, and I didn't say he was pathetic either. I said that
the numbers in the primaries, now the caucuses he did rather well in because, you know, caucuses are more dedicated people going, and there's fewer people voting, and I wish that every primary was a caucus in the United States because Ron Paul would have been a real contender.
Well, what I said tonight about Ron Paul was that he didn't have a chance to win at the national
level. Oh, man, that's what everybody says. You know, if we all get together and say that, that guarantees that he has no right to win.
I
blame it on you.
Paul.
It's your fault. Why'd you say it?
I voted for Ron Paul in the primaries. Thank you very much.
So did I.
I disagree with my cohort statement here that he had no chance. He had as good a chance as anyone else. However,
he didn't get the media coverage.
Win.
He did not get a fraction of the media coverage of the other people.
Okay.
So as a result of that, as a result of the media blackout on Ron Paul,
well,
he did not have a chance.
That doesn't matter.
Giuliani
got all kinds of coverage, and look how he performed. He performed like crap.
Well,
so media
just
coverage
politician.
But media coverage doesn't matter in the case of
it
of
able to talk to Ron Paul because his message makes sense, and if people hear that message, then they're like more likely to respond to it.
Also, I'd like to point out that during the Ron Paul campaign, Free Talk Live never talked down about Ron Paul not being able to win. I thought the Ron Paul message was really positive and talked about quite frequently during his campaign.
Yeah, we've all
That's
we encouraged
the point
people.
I'm trying to make. You know,
at this point in time, it's too late.
Well, but the point is, the polls were manipulated, and he's woken up a lot.
What you're saying?
And he's woken up a lot of people.
Well, if that's true,
if it wasn't for Ron Paul, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now.
I believe you, my friend. I didn't say he was ineffectual. I didn't say that he was ineffective. I believe that Ron Paul did bring a lot of people to the Liberty message, and that's why I gave money to his campaign.
Same here.
I gave hundreds of dollars to Ron Paul's campaign because I understood that he was out there talking about Liberty, and that despite the fact that the media shut him out for the most part, some people did pay some attention, and they did look, and they did hear, and they did get the message, and that is why you're here right now, and I believe you. So I'm with you.
I'm totally with you.
But if what you say is true and that the vote was rigged, then it is more evidence that Ron Paul didn't have a chance. If that's true, that they they changed the voting around, then really maybe Ron Paul, what you're suggesting is Ron Paul did actually win, but because the people who are in charge manipulated the voting system, he didn't win, so therefore if that was true, the fix was in from the very beginning and he didn't have a chance, right?
Right. So okay. The people opened up their eyes and now they could see what's going on and now they're telling all their friends, look, it's manipulated. The game is rigged. They cheated us and all these people know. So
well, they know, but what can they do about it, right? What can they do?
Well, we could just say no to this bull that they're trying to pull on us.
I'm with you, man. You still paying federal taxes?
I ain't got no choice.
Too,
as long as
okay.
you're doing the Federal Reserve, as long as you're dealing in the Federal Reserve, you're being taxed.
That's true. Yep, as long as you're using Federal Reserve notes, you are being taxed, and they're going to be inflating the money supply to pay for the $700 billion bailout, and you're absolutely right. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I just think that the federal government is a waste of time, and if what you say is true and that the vote is rigged, then it's even more of a waste of time, and we need to focus on one geographic area, and that should be New Hampshire, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion.
I think that the Ron Paul campaign is more proof that the federal government, that there's no hope on the federal level.
Yeah.
I just think that the prize is too great for these greedy people that would take control. It's just too big, and you can't stop them because there's people out there with more money and more influence than you have. Even if we all get together, yes, we could stop this. But we all aren't going to get together.
Nope. Well, we can get together in New Hampshire. We can do that.
The few people that believe in liberty could.
They should.
But many people talk down to that. I can't move there. I got family ties. I've got, the weather, those kind of things.
And that's fine.
Family ties, I understand.
Bring
weather,
the family with you.
Don't give it to me.
Bring the family with you. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wouldn't you want to raise your kids in a place that's more free than anywhere else? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. The bulletin board system is one of those features. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
In this down economy, you know, accounts receivables is that much more of a big issue. Many companies are making it sort of their policy to, instead of paying at 15 days, they're paying at 60, just so they can hold on to the money a little longer. Mm. Turn over your accounts receivable headaches to SACL CAI. And not to mention just the regular accounts receivable, what about those collections that have been sitting around on the books for months, years, some of them, that you've just never done anything with? SACL CAI will purchase those from you if you wish, or collect them and give you a percentage. You can find out more about SACL CAI, the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, by checking out their banner. It's at the top right-hand section of freetalklive.com. Just go there and check it out. SACL CAI.
We go to your phone calls. Andy is on the line in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live. Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about this whole money thing that's going on right now.
Yes,
it's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in February, the government made, $150-60 billion?
When you say made,
And they handed it out to, poor people, a lot of poor people. People that, they gave it to people.
They're talking about the tax rebate.
Then at the end of July, they put together another $300 billion
mm-hmm.
and gave it to, who'd they give that to? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Right.
And then now, actually, before they passed the bailout bill, they shelled out another, what, $600
billion? $630 billion, yep.
Yeah, just toss it here and toss it there. And now we've got this other $700 billion. And, how can people not understand that the government is trying to, it's like trying to make a perpetual motion machine instead it's money.
How can they not understand the situation? Well, first off, many of them aren't paying attention.
I do. The government did give Ron Paul, 2 minutes to talk today? They did. They gave him 2 minutes.
Debates.
He kept going all the way to the end of his time, and they practically pushed him off the podium. But,
yeah.
It's not like people aren't finding out. Obviously, with the response that went out to Congress people are starting to find out, so...
Yeah, they understand. They found out, but I'm sure they feel like this. It's hopeless. They must feel, as we were talking earlier, that what can you do? How can you change this? How can you make it? How can you make it right?
This is one of those breaking points for people. I had my breaking point as far as the federal government went with the ruling on the We the People Supreme Court case, where they had brought the right to petition for redress of grievances to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it.
Mm.
Essentially that at that same time the Ron Paul primary in New Hampshire occurred, I realized. It's just fruitless to try to do anything at the federal level.
Eventually, the perpetual motion machine must have fuel, right? Or it'll stop.
Mm-hmm. It will stop.
So, this is going to happen again.
The bailout, you mean? Yes. Another bailout is coming? Sure.
It will happen again. The laws of economics are pretty much going to dictate that this is...
Right,
we know what they're doing.
Right,
we know what they're doing. It's just we got to make sure everybody else knows what they're doing. I tell everybody I know.
I think it's great.
Exactly,
I think
what they're doing.
That's all you can do is you can just spread the word. You can talk to people, and I think people need to. The old way was to avoid politics at the dinner table. Don't talk about politics and religion. Well. How about we talk about issues instead of politics? Let's talk about issues.
I don't talk about politics anymore. I talk about money or the direct aspects of government control or, whatever those might be, whether it's education or the price that we pay at the gas pump or people getting pulled over for not having a taillight working.
The discussion should not be left versus right because that's a false paradigm. It's a false dichotomy.
It keeps people distracted.
Yeah,
sure does.
Any other thoughts, Andy?
And I do have people that come up to me and try to talk to me about Obama or McCain, and I can't help it. I'm in that mode now where I just tell these people, these guys are both criminals. They are criminals. Criminal people.
I like to have some sort of a flyer or handout. Last time an Obama person came up to the front door, they like to come and knock and see who you're going to vote for. And I always tell them, I'm not voting for anybody. Here, take this. And then I give them one of my little flyers that we printed up for the area here. You could use perhaps like the Liberty card or something like that. Have something to hand out to these people. Give them something to read. And, give them a little trade. Let them hand you their propaganda. You hand them some of yours. And, Andy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Why is it that some people don't know what is going on? Why is it they don't understand? Well, most people have been trained to not pay attention. They've got all kinds of distracting trinkets to play with. They've got electronic devices with entertaining games. They've got television with all kinds of glamorous, glitzy channels that, sure, they encourage people to vote, but do they really know what they're voting for? Do they understand the issues? Probably not. If what they've been doing with their time is spending it watching Dancing with the Stars or American Idol, then you can pretty much guess, or you can probably safely bet that that's one of those people that isn't too connected on what the issues are about.
I think there's nothing wrong with enjoying one of those shows, whether it's American Idol or Dancing with the Stars. I think those are fine shows.
It's fine to be entertained. I'm with you there.
Those people who have great talent, and I think that in some ways I like those shows better than many others because you're talking about real people expressing their talents there. However, You know, it does seem like the vast majority of people just aren't plugged in.
Well, right. You know what I mean when I'm saying that.
I mean
somebody who can answer the question as far as who are the three panelists on American Idol versus who's the vice president. You know, that kind of situation where somebody can name all five Simpsons but can't name, can't point out where Panama is on the world map. That kind of situation, that kind of person. Where they're completely competent at whatever it is they do. They may be very, very intelligent at the job that they do. They may be very talented at the art that they create. They may be very, very brilliant people in their own way. But if they're not plugged into understanding what's going on in the world around them, then that's why they don't get it. Because they're not paying attention. The number one thing that needs to be solved to help people get it is to get them to pay attention. However you end up doing that. And that's a trick. Hopefully you're friends with some of these people.
That's one of the good things about the Ron Paul campaign is it really did that for a lot of people.
Yeah. So hopefully you're friends with some of these people, and when you're out socializing with them or when you're having dinner with the family or something like that, you bring these things up. Because, damn, if you don't do it, then when are you going to talk about it? If liberty is important to you and you're not talking about it with the people that you care about, when are you going to do it? Are you going to wait for the recession to hit before you say, well, you know, I meant to tell you this a year or two ago, but I didn't think you'd want to hear about it. I don't know. I'm not saying impose on people. I'm not saying be rude. I'm not saying force your viewpoint on anyone. I'm just saying bring up a discussion. Start a discussion. You know, if somebody says they're uncomfortable, they don't want to talk about it, that's fine. We'll leave them alone. Move on to somebody else. But if you don't know what they think, if you're not sure what their viewpoint is, would it hurt to bring it up? That's all I'm saying. Just talk. Get a conversation going. Do either of you disagree with that?
You think? I don't.
No.
1-800-259-9231. Jeff is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to give you a shout-out. I've been listening to you, and right now I'm locked in a lawsuit, and I listened to your show when you went to your civil disobedience.
Okay. Well, tell me about your lawsuit here in a bit. Hang on, Jeff. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. You can take control even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Head over to amped.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. And you'll get access to perks like the AMP Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But the main reason to join the AMP program is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and around the world, and also get new internet listeners on board so we can help spread the message of freedom and liberty. Because it's one thing to talk to your friends, as I was suggesting earlier, or talk to your family members. It's one thing to touch the people in your own life and try to help them understand what liberty is all about. But it's another thing to leverage the radio transmitters that are all operating 24 hours a day across the country to help spread the message to people you'll never meet, to help get people on board with the ideas of liberty that you'll never have the opportunity to know whether or not they accepted the ideas or not. So for $3 a month, you can help more people than you could ever possibly get in touch with, presuming you don't have your own radio show or nationally syndicated television program. You can help us get the message of liberty into more ears by going and signing up over at amp.freetalklive.com, one of the best ways, in my opinion, to help the message of liberty, a pro-freedom, 100% principled pro-liberty message, get out there that people desperately need to hear. They may not realize they need to hear it, but once they hear it, they wonder why it took so long for it to get to them. So you can help by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up, getting on board. As we go to your phone calls, back to Jeff in California. You were going to tell us about a lawsuit that you were involved with, I think. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, guys. You know, I'm one of those guys that crying out in the wilderness. Right now I'm locked in this lawsuit. I work for the movie industry, and I was exposed to chemicals that you can Google it up. The map will show you. It's 12214 Lakewood Boulevard, Downey, California.
What is that?
It was a former NASA site where they put us in. It was a toxic waste Superfund site that the government cleared it, downgraded it to a brownfield, and we went on there and exposed to, I mean, 1950s, there was California's first nuclear reactor was in the North Parcel, and just a bunch of weird stuff. I've had cancer. I've lost my thyroid.
Sorry to hear that.
The government, I've lost all hope. I mean, there is no government. After witnessing today on TV, there is no government. There is no OSHA here. There is no Cal OSHA. There is no toxic waste department. They green-lighted everything. They know we're exposed to asbestos. They know we're exposed to chromium. They know we're exposed to arsenic.
So you're saying that the government essentially green-lighted you going to this site and being exposed to various different things, and now there's nothing that you can do to make the situation right because they just don't care. Is that
what
you're pointing
at? They just don't care. Yeah, we've tried. The one website was hacked, and we approached the authorities on it, and they said, well, just shut it down and the problem will go away. And there was a congressional candidate for the Freedom and Liberty Party, and she was hacked. She was bringing they built a hospital on the site.
Wow, I'm really confused. I have no idea really what you're trying to communicate here. But
no, what I'm saying is that, look, that there is no, when it comes down to relying on any part of the government to help you out, you guys are right. They're not going to.
That's true. They have no incentive to do anything.
I mean, they have every incentive to shut you down because they're not going to investigate their own departments.
I'm sorry to hear your story, and I wish you the best of luck. And if you can get to New Hampshire, then I would recommend it. I don't know if it's going to help cure your cancer, but it might help you feel a little better. I thank you, sir, for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. He said he had cancer. Maybe he doesn't anymore. Hey, real quick here, Mark, the story about the fish. I want to know, what's this all about? We talked about how regulations are on the increase, as always, the government always increasing its control over your body, over your life, over your business. What's going on now?
Yeah, this is a sort of a silly little story, but when you think about this, there are some people out there that were making their living doing this. They shut down people's businesses, or at least a portion of their business that made them different, and it cost a bunch of people money.
You know, before you get into it, I'm sorry. Speaking of making money and doing business, one of the things we want to encourage on this program is other people getting out there and getting their voices heard about Liberty. We were just talking about it a moment ago about how to leverage this show, getting this show on more stations. But it shouldn't just be Free Talk Live. Let Free Talk Live be the beginning of a tidal wave of pro-Liberty media content. Our friends over at Free Minds TV and Radio are helping continue that tidal wave. Gardner Goldsmith helping continue it. Why not you? Why not you get involved in the world of media? Well, you can. Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism will allow you to do it. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or the summer. Positions are paid and include a career workshop and opportunities to network, housing and travel allowance, stipend as well, tuition and travel assistance, free books, academic works on economics, history, and philosophy. Plus, you get the opportunity to network in major media centers like New York City, Los Angeles, and D.C. You've got until November 1st to apply for an early summer decision. Again, November 1st is the deadline. Go to libertarianinternships.com for more info. So if you're in college or just graduated from college, maybe just going into college, libertarianinternships.com is where you want to go. And then, hey, maybe you'll get into the radio field like we are, or get on TV and do something, create your own pro-liberty content and get it out there and help new people, touch new people's lives that we never would have had the opportunity to touch. So I think the more pro-liberty media we can get, the better. So visit libertarianinternships.com and get on board. All right, what's going on, Mark?
This is from the Seattle Times. Pedicures by fish, the use of live tiny carp to clean feet has been deemed unsanitary and illegal by the state. The State Department of Licensing.
Where is this? California?
This is Seattle.
Okay.
Ever heard of it?
Place like California North.
The State Department of Licensing issued a statement this afternoon saying officials were greatly concerned that customers in their quest for smooth heels are willing to soak their feet in a tank of toothless fish that feast on dead skin. Christine.
What's the concern? Sounds fine to me.
It sounds weird, but...
It's a little strange, but...
Whatever.
You know, I've heard of, in the medical industry, they use these sanitized maggots to clean up wounds.
Well, you know, isn't this sort of the natural way where there are certain fish or certain birds that are basically, they sort of float along? Like, there's the birds that'll kind of ride on the backs of a rhinoceros or something like that. I don't know if I'm getting the right animals right here, but there are certain animals that essentially, they're not parasites exactly, but I guess they're somewhat parasitic. And
symbiotic.
That might be the word, symbiotic, where they benefit. So the little fishies, they get to eat the dead skin cells and feed their bellies, and if they have bellies, I don't know if they have bellies.
Christine Anthony makes a good point. Yeah. She says, the spokeswoman for the department says, it's impossible to sanitize live fish. You can clean the tank, you can clean the water, but there's no guarantee that the fish aren't carrying something from the previous customer.
Well, if you don't have an open sore on your foot, then what does it matter?
How do you know the customer didn't have an open sore? That doesn't matter, though.
Customer's responsibility.
It doesn't matter.
Sign
a waiver. If somebody gets to choose, you know, somebody wants to choose to do this, they should be able to do that.
I agree.
That's all. That's all.
But I would make sure that my customers didn't have an open sore on their foot before I put them in there if I was concerned about such things.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that they get at some point a licensing agency could spring up that would license these companies to say this is a clean tank. Now, and it's not like we have heard of a case of anyone, you know, getting anything bad
right.
happening to them. So yeah. They're going to shut them down before anything bad happens. Shouldn't we shut down everything before something bad happens?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay. Today, officials hand-delivered a letter to the Peridot Nail Salon in Kent that was the only spa, to their knowledge, offering the treatment, Anthony said. Inspectors visited Peridot last month after it was featured on a television news report.
Oh, man. How many times has this happened in the past where some innovator, some business person has come up with a new technique or something unique, something special? It's so special that the local TV news decides, hey, let's do a story on this. This is a great little human interest story, or the newspaper or whatever. They get the publicity, and then 3 days later, there's a rap on the front door from some bureaucrat demanding to inspect their business, and then all of a sudden, they are told they can't be doing what they've been doing because they didn't ask government's permission to do it.
In the notice given today, we asked them to stop using the fish immediately, said Anthony. Letters are being sent to licensed salons across the state informing the owners it's unlawful to perform the treatment. Hopefully we can catch other salons before they buy the fish.
But that's like the
pedicures
government...
are popular in Turkey and Asian countries and started gaining attention in the states after a Virginia-based
that's
spa.
All they're doing. They're just asking. Like the government asked me to show up at their courtroom this week, and they're asking me to go to a trial now. They're just asking, Mark. It's no big deal.
They ask so nicely, too.
We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.